Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisel. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Koenig reaches third base with a triple. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a pop-up beyond second. Lazzari can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Shires moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisel. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Ma still scores. Shires goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Fred Hammock now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Koenig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Bengo moves to second. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammock hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Shires moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redfern bunts in front of the plate. Bengo fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamak fields it and throws to first for the out. Kam moves to third. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg is walked intentionally. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berg. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Berg steals second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. One out. George Burns pinch hits for Benny Bengo. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Fred Hamak. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Miles Thomas now pitching. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Shires moves to second. George Pipgras now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler is walked intentionally. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 0 for 4 in the game. Kam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill scores. Shires moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shires. The slide. Collins applies the tag. Shires is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. Kam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. with two walks. Ruth hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.